The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, moving on to a story that you may have seen this morning. It's the news that a little boy, a toddler, has been seriously injured in a crocodile enclosure in the UK. Let's get the latest on this now with LBC reporter Fraser Knight. Fraser, this has been a really shocking one that people might be aware of this morning. Can you talk us through what happened?
It is, Claire. Really, really distressing details that have emerged from what is a family-run zoo in Cambridgeshire, about 75 miles north of London. Yesterday afternoon, police say a three-year-old boy ended up in the crocodile enclosure. It's alleged that he was thrown in and now has serious injuries. This morning, we're told he's in hospital in a critical but a stable condition. And police are, of course, investigating what's happened. They say that a 30-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. They've got their major investigations team speaking to people who were at the zoo. But you're right, a really, really distressing scene that seemed to unfold in this crocodile enclosure. By the way, it's an old cattle barn which keeps those crocs in there. Raised walkways about 20 feet in the air above the pools of water below. And there are claims this morning that the boy's injuries are broken bones. Thankfully, it's understood the crocodiles didn't get to him. But quite a remarkable story coming out about the zoo's owner's wife actually jumping in that enclosure to save the boy after this happened around lunchtime.
Well, she is the woman who was fascinated by crocodiles on a visit to Florida back about 20 years ago. And that's where this whole project started. What do we know about this zoo? I mean, I don't know if it is properly a zoo, but what sort of a place is it? This place, Johnston's?
Yeah, it's a very small family-run zoo. It's called Johnson's of Old Hurst. It's near Huntingdon. They have just over 100 animals, from lions and tigers to bears and, of course, those crocodiles. But you're right, that fascination with crocodiles was where that project really began. It was about 2006, I think, where this family-run zoo became the first croc farm in the UK, converting this old cattle shed into a tropical house. They've said today that tropical house will remain closed for the foreseeable future out of respect for the boy's family. And of course, well, that police investigation continues.
Yeah, and that investigation is underway, as you say. But police have said that they don't believe that the man that they have arrested is connected in any way with this child.
Yeah, we don't have a huge amount of details from the police, but crucially, they have said that they don't believe the suspect and the child knew each other. They say he's a 30-year-old man from Norfolk. He has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. And the police statement goes on to say, at this stage, we are speaking to people who were at the zoo at the time of this distressing incident. And they have called for people not to speculate online around what might have happened here.
Okay, Fraser, we'll leave it there, but thank you for bringing us up to date with that one. That's Fraser Knight, who is LBC reporter on that story. It's an incredible story. Hard to believe that that would happen at this small zoo in the UK where a little boy was thrown into the crocodile enclosure. We'll take a break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.